This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so you can connect with us there. Although right now, you can't call on Skype, because that's where we've got a special guest on the line. It's Ian and Mark to start things out here tonight. I think Johnson is expected to arrive, maybe hit some traffic here in Keene, New Hampshire.
No cams tonight, too.
That's right. We don't have the cams. The cam server had an unexpected issue that I had to deal with today, and I didn't have enough time to deal with it. So sorry about that to any of you who are expecting that. But last night on the show, we talked about some surprising news, some unfortunate news for Zencash, which is a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. And we like Zencash. We talk a lot about it. The reason why we took them on as a sponsor is because we like them. You don't just get to be a cryptocurrency, show up with a bunch of money, and get on the air. Doesn't work like that.
It doesn't.
Free Talk Live. We will vet you as much as we can. And, you know, we're not engineers, so we're not reading the code. But, you know, we do look into the claims, and, you know, we try to verify the claims that are made. And Zencash is, you know, they're a private cryptocurrency. You can use it privately. They've got some great technology behind the crypto. It is one of the newer ones out there. It started in 2017. They got zero-knowledge anonymity, so some of the best privacy technology out there. It was founded by Voluntarius. And we had Rob Viglione on the show, I think it was as an after-show in the past, and had a lengthy discussion with him when we first brought Zencash on. What was that, several months ago, Mark? December?
Something like that? Beginning of the year, at least.
And he's back with us here from his home in South Carolina. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, I really wanted to bring you on because I was completely at a loss, or almost completely at a loss, to really explain well what has happened with this these 51% attacks that have been going around and hitting some of the smaller cryptocurrencies. And Zencash is still one of the new kids on the block, even though it's got over 11,000 secure nodes. That doesn't speak to how much mining power there is behind Zencash, correct?
That's exactly right. So, but to clarify, we're still not, you know, I would call us a medium-sized project.
Really?
Like, okay. with our mining hash rate. Yeah, I mean, because, so we have about 60 million, you know, hashes per second, or we call it solutions per second, which, you know, we're much smaller than Zcash in that respect, but we're about 10 times bigger than, you know, the nearest competitors in kind of the Equihash mining space.
Okay.
So we're the number two in size for Equihash mining.
So you're no slouch in this particular area. However, somebody with 30 grand to spend apparently spent that on mining power. And
what is Equihash? I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah. So Equihash is our mining algorithm, which is designed to be memory intensive, to, you know, be more decentralized and less ASIC, or more ASIC resistant.
So ASIC, I know, is a special computer made specifically to mine cryptocurrency.
Exactly. I mean, it's a generic term, really, for some piece of hardware that's just application specific. In this case, to mine.
Right. So for listeners who are also new to cryptocurrency, there's long been talked about, and recently it's happened a few times to different cryptos, this 51% attack, meaning that if a hacker or an attacker can get a hold of 51% of the mining power that's, you know, currently mining that crypto, they get to make all the decisions. They can undo history. They can, you know, create blocks and then remove them. And the blocks are essentially the building blocks of the blockchain that contain transactions, and these blocks come out every, so what is it, 2.5? What is it with Zencash? Just over 2 minutes?
Recently? Yeah, so 2.5 minutes on average.
Yeah, so one of these blocks comes out. It's got a bunch of transactions in it. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm probably going to be somewhat wrong on this, Rob, but as I understand it, this weekend what happened was somebody attacked the Zencash network by renting a bunch of mining power somewhere or turning their miners onto the Zencash network to the point where they were able to get 51% of the mining power. They then used that to send some Zencash to an exchange, And exchanges are these global places, you know, different locations around the globe where people can trade cryptocurrencies.
Like the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ's an exchange for stock shares, right?
And so they
exactly.
Yeah, so they sent Zencash to an exchange, to an account of theirs on the exchange, which obviously is under a fake name or something like that. And they then, once the exchange credited them inside their system with having X amount of Zen, however many thousands it was, they then used their 51% attack to undo the transaction, but the exchange didn't know about it, and they had already traded their Zen on the exchange for Bitcoin or something like that, and then withdrew the Bitcoin from the system. So by the time everybody figured out what happened, the exchange had lost big time.
That's exactly right. You nailed it. That's exactly what happened here.
The only reason I nailed it is because I listened to your interview yesterday on Cult of Freedom. Part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't listen to the whole thing, which was why I was still kind of confused on some stuff. So, yeah, please, if you could elucidate a little bit more on that situation.
Sure. So that's exactly what happened. And what it was specifically was we had 38 fraudulent blocks that were essentially mined privately by the hacker here. And yeah, so they mine these blocks privately. They don't broadcast this to the network.
So wait, so that answers my question, because last night I was like, well, the explanation of, well, they sent these the Zen to the exchange didn't explain why no one else was hurt by this. So because they were privately mined blocks, that means that nobody else who was transacting on the Zencash network at that time was affected?
Well, exactly. And this is a huge point we have to mention is, number one, the only victim here was the exchange, mm-hmm. which is still very unfortunate, but with a 51% attack, no one can steal your coins, because really? they can't hack your private key, right? So,
okay.
So all they can do is reverse their own transaction. That's exactly, that's the risk of a 51% attack. So your coins are completely safe. Any data that you transmit on the network, completely safe.
That's good to know.
Yeah, exactly. And third, the most important thing here is, there was no new creation of Zen in the network. So there was actually a newsletter that went out earlier today. If you look, there was a big dump on Bittrex. It was because they got it wrong. Yeah, Bittrex is an exchange. And the newsletter said that this 51% attack created a whole bunch of new Zen and our money supply was compromised, which was completely untrue.
Okay.
This is not what a 51% attack is.
Interesting. So I've now learned what a 51% attack is. I figured that gave them complete control over everything about the network. You're saying is the 51% attack only allows them to basically double spend their own coins.
Exactly. Exactly. So
they're defrauding. The victim is whoever it is they double spend against. In this case, it was the exchange, or if they went to a car dealer and, you know, bought a car with their Zen or something like that, they could undo that one transaction, is what you're saying.
That's exactly right.
Got it.
Yeah. So, but so here's what I say is cryptocurrencies and Zen, like we're anti-fragile. So we're going to get a lot stronger because of this. It's very unfortunate, but I can tell you, we were already prepared for this to happen, and we had a team that caught it within the first hour, spun up the team at midnight through like 5 a.m, and we were working our butts off. We notified all of our exchange partners. We had a plan in place, went into action, and we prevented this from being a bigger crisis.
Wow.
And now we're ready. We're even more ready. But now our engineering team has a few pretty awesome modifications to our core code that we think might be able to end this 51% nonsense once and for all.
Whoa. This is like the big scary thing that's, you know, hung out there besides quantum computing breaking all the encryption down the line. But the 51% attack is sort of this looming threat against all cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
And I would say if it's true that you guys can actually somehow solve that, that's got to be really good for Zencash's future.
Time to buy Zen.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? This we want to solve for the whole industry.
Sure.
We want to just say we're tired of this nonsense. The threat's overblown. What's really happening is that guys are mining a sequence of blocks in private and then dumping them on chain and kind of replacing a sequence of blocks. This is not rocket science. We can fix this, and our team is going to fix it. We hope that we can actually get this into our next software upgrade in July.
Wow. That's impressive. I gotta
say,
that's
coming up real soon.
And it's good that you guys are on the
ball. One of the things I said about said on air is that look, you know, you learn things in life, and some things you've got to learn through
the hard
experience.
Way.
And that's just how it is. I expect Zencash to come out of this more powerful than it went in.
Well, right. You either double down and you fix the problems, or you give up, right? And you guys are jumping in feet first. You're getting out in front of these issues. You're addressing them publicly. Can you stick with us, Rob, and talk more about what's going on with Zencash? All right. There's other things to talk about with Zencash. We haven't had Rob on for a while here, so you know, what are some of the cool developments? What are the secure nodes?
We got him.
We got to talk about that. It's all coming up here on Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, you can.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%. Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever you want. Though we're talking about Zencash right now, and we got one of the founders of Zencash, one of the founding programmers, Rob Viglione, on the line with us from South Carolina. We're going to get right back to him. And Johnson is joining us as well. It's Ian and Mark here. And, of course, you can join us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, especially if you've got a question for Rob from Zencash. Now would be a great time to do that on not just the 51% attack, which I thought, you know, we really got a good explanation of what happened there just a few moments ago. I do want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here with Rob Viglione from Zencash. You can go to Zencash.com to learn more about this voluntarist founded. It's right there in the white paper. So they've got the philosophy of liberty, which means they probably know their stuff when it comes to economics, behind it. And, you know, there's a bunch of choices out there in the world of cryptocurrency. Why not go with one of them, you know, that actually has good philosophy and good privacy built into it? In fact, some of the best privacy tech in the form of zero-knowledge anonymity. And as we've learned, they are now, you know, basically boning up the software and making changes to the code to make it even more impenetrable against the much-ballyhooed 51% attack, which did happen over the weekend. Rob, we've been talking on the air about the numbers of these so-called secure nodes on Zencash, and we've never really explained what that is, because when you guys started with Free Talk Live, the secure nodes hadn't started yet. That was something that kind of came a little bit later on. And so we've been given numbers that say that Zencash has over 11,000 of these things, up from like 8,000 just a few months prior to that. I don't know what the current number is. I'm sure you do. So how many secure nodes are there? And what makes a secure node different from, say, in the world of Bitcoin, where they have what's called a full node, where a full node is anybody who's running the main Bitcoin software that has a full copy of the blockchain, which is all the transactions that have ever occurred on the Bitcoin network. Is there a difference between a secure node and a full node?
Yes, exactly. So, first of all, we have almost 12,000 secure nodes now.
Okay.
And we're very quickly, so we're actually, we have the number two largest node network in the industry, and we're very quickly going to approach number one. I hope.
Who's number one?
Ethereum.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I checked Bitcoin, and they only had like 10,000.
Yeah, exactly. So we're jumping up there. I expect this is probably double at least in the next couple months.
Before you answer the question of what it is, speculate for a moment. There's 1,500 plus 1,600 or so cryptocurrencies out there in the marketplace around the globe. Why Zencash? Why are people getting behind the secure nodes on Zencash when there's, you know, dozens, if not hundreds, of other options?
So we got the economics right. And the reason we did this was we set a really low kind of economic barrier to entry, where you have other projects like Dash that have a very high economic barrier to entry.
Right, you have to have 1,000 Dash, which right now is worth about $300,000 in order to become what they call a masternode.
Actually, I want to bring up Dash because since you're bringing it up, I'd like to ask how you feel at Zencash about a, you know, the voting system that Dash has, because that's something that they would use to, for example, you know, mitigate damages from a 51% attack. And I'm curious as to, you know, what the thoughts are, because it's, you know.
All right, I made a note, Johnson. Let's finish the question about the secure nodes first, and then we'll get into the differences between Dash's voting versus what Zencash has planned, because I know they do have a decentralized autonomous organization they're working on with Zencash. So start with secure nodes. Tell me what makes them secure versus just a regular full node. What does that mean?
Yeah, so the difference between a full node and a secure node is a secure node is a full node with a staking requirement, and they have to be running a valid TLS SSL certificate, which is the point-to-point encryption that we have for our node network.
Okay.
And for us, this was really important because we want the whole network to be secure and not just the transactions themselves.
I see. So the secure node is validating transactions just like a full node would do, but they're doing it in a encrypted manner?
Right, exactly. And we pay them to do it. But really the whole point of this was, this is kind of a multi-stage long-term approach is we're building out a huge platform and we know that we need a lot of nodes to run this platform. So we're kind of taking like build the network at first and then layer the platform on second. So we wanted to race to get the largest node architecture in the world and we're almost there. And now we're working
on
the
software for
the platform. Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that this is, so you said you got the economics right, and it costs like $300,000 to get a Dash secure node.
Masternode.
What's the economics that you said you got right?
So it's 42 Zen times about $23 per Zen right now. So it's very, very low in terms of economics to set up a secure node and get paid to do it. Mm. But more so than just that.
Why'd you pick the number 42?
Well, it's the answer to the universe.
Life, right?
Yeah, exactly. We have a bunch of dorks on the project.
Well, so, of course, so. You know, you got to have something.
So it's less than $1,000 right now, as we speak, it's less than $1,000 worth of Zen to create one of these secure nodes.
Yeah, but so think about the economics that we want. That was we want actual decentralization. So we don't want just some rich guys to set up nodes. We want everyone who's in the ecosystem to set up a node because we have what we're doing next month. Actually, is we're upping the payment to node operators from 3.5% of block reward to 20%.
Oh.
So we're going to have 1/5 of the block reward going to node operators. And this is awesome from a decentralization perspective because now you can have a lot more people than just large miners. Getting new Zen.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
That is amazing. I'm writing this down.
Yeah, I'm writing it down too.
So, and this is why I know that we're going to have the biggest node network is because right now we have 12,000 nodes at 3.5% of block reward. We're going to go to 20% of block reward. So, at a minimum, we're doubling. We'll probably quadruple the number of nodes. But we're also introducing something called a super node class, which is actually has a higher staking requirement, but they have to do a lot more work. They're basically going to be like the pit bosses in a casino that watch the dealers. Hmm. And the secure nodes are the dealers. The super nodes will be like the pit bosses.
And what would the super nodes be getting? What's their breakout as far as payment?
So it's 500 Zen to run a super node, and then they have their own funding line. So basically, we're going to have 10% of lock reward go to secure nodes and 10% go to super nodes. So it'll be 20% total.
Got it.
Yeah. So, and the super nodes are great because we want to decentralize everything here. So right now we have servers set up to track the secure node system. What we're going to do is now the super nodes are going to do on-chain tracking and payments automatically of the secure node system. So everything will be on-chain, everything will be autonomous, everything will be decentralized.
So basically you're creating Skynet is essentially.
Exactly. We refuse to weaponize it. That's our ethics.
All right. Rob, can you stick with us? Because we want to get into the question Johnson had. Do you have time?
Of course.
All right. Rob Viglione is with us here from Zencash, kind of painting the picture of what's in the very immediate sounding future of Zencash, which is one of the most exciting cryptocurrencies out there. And we'll continue here in moments. If you've got a question for him, you can get on the line with us. Our number here, 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News. President Trump is hosting a celebration of America at the White House this after canceling a visit by the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles after it was found out that only 8 to 10 of the players would actually be in attendance at the White House. The president reminded the crowd in attendance why we stand for the national anthem.
We stand to honor our military and to honor our country and to remember the fallen heroes who never made it back home. We stand to show our love for our fellow citizens and our magnificent Constitution. We stand to pay tribute to the incredible Americans who came before us and the heroic sacrifices they made.
A new report out says Medicare's Hospital Trust Fund is expected to run out of money in 2026. That's 3 years earlier than previously projected. The reason: reduced revenues from payroll and Social Security taxes and higher than expected payments to hospitals and private Medicare plans. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever is on your mind. Although, right now, your calls for Rob Viglione from Zencash will be given preference. Anybody else, you're going to have to hang on until we're done talking with him about the latest with Zencash. Address the 51% attack question. They are really, I think, doing a great job getting out in front of that, and I really appreciate the easy-to-understand explanation that he gave to us here, and we're going to continue with the discussion on, you know, what's on the future, the horizon for Zencash, what's coming up. There's some pretty cool stuff that he was talking about just a few moments ago. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio here with you tonight. And also, of course, want to invite you to join us over at freetalklive.com, where we've got an email list. If you want to be kept up to date with what's going on with Free Talk Live, once a week, we're not going to burden you with a bunch of unwanted emails. We'll give you an update once a week and, you know, kind of let you know what's happening. You can sign up for the email list by going to freetalklive.com. Right there, top of the page, middle of the page, you'll see the email sign-up box. Just pop your email in there and you're good to go. Rob Viglione from Zencash, he's one of the original founders on a team that last we reported we'd heard there were, what, about 50 team members? That you guys started with five? Tell us about the Zencash team.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's one of the best things that we have going for us is we're probably one of the most professional teams in the industry, where we operate like a full-stack business with everything. With, we have a pretty awesome engineering division with, you know, different departments like IT, you know, QA testing. We have software development. Then we also have a business development division. We have a marketing division, an operations division, like finance accounting division, an R&D division, right? So things are a product and user experience division in which we have our customer support. department. So we have.
Is that different from like typical cryptos? What's a typical cryptocurrency? Just a few guys in a basement, you know, coding or what?
Exactly right. No, this is hugely different, and I predicted this is the trend going forward. So other projects like we talked about Dash earlier, they're moving in this direction. But I think we started off in this direction, and you can see the team that we're building. We're really thinking long term here with how we do this. And you know, a cryptocurrency just shouldn't be, you know, engineers designing stuff for engineers.
Yeah.
It has to be thinking about what's the actual product that we're building here, and we're just using the tech to create value. The tech itself isn't valuable, right? The tech has to think about a real world problem to make people's lives better. So that's what we're doing.
Right. Something, a problem that you can solve hopefully easily to where people can use this thing in the future. Johnson, you had asked a question about Dash and their sort of governance structure
right.
that they have. And they have these master nodes which have 1,000 Dash locked up in them, which right now is worth about $300,000, which gives them voting power over proposals. And those proposals usually have to do with just how to spend the 10% of the mining rewards that they sort of have in this Dash kitty where they can, you know, spend it on buying airline advertising or sponsoring Free Talk Live, which they did in 2017 and maybe doing again soon. But so those are some of the, you know, the things that they do with that. As Rob pointed out, that's beyond the reach of the individual who, you know, the average person doesn't have $300,000. But what exactly was your question? You wanted to know.
So I guess that same voting structure can be used to mitigate, you know, an attack, right? You know,
can
to
it?
Reverse
and
it.
With Dash, I don't.
Sure,
I don't
yeah, they can. I believe it, in fact it was used once for exactly that, to reverse.
Really?
Yeah, okay. To reverse something to say.
Like, I thought all they could do is allocate funds. I thought that's all.
I may be wrong. I may be ignorant on this, but I was just wondering, you know, is the idea of this sort of like, I guess, semi-democratic kind of structure, is that something that's in line with, you know, the philosophy of Zencash, and whether or not there is some sort of a, you know, a structure like that in the works for?
Yeah, absolutely it is. So it's completely in line. So number one, it's in line with our desire to be censorship resistant, which means decentralized. And decentralization has to be with resource allocation and how you make decisions for the system. So what we're doing is we're actually starting with game theory research, and we already have a prototype of the game theory research to really try to optimize for this. And the difference between us and Dash is, three huge differences is, one, you know, ours is much more democratic in the sense that every single Zen holder will get a vote. Well, the vote will be proportional to your Zen, but still, if you have a whole bunch of small Zen holders, they could easily overpower, you know, one or two or a small group of large Zen holders.
So even right? people who aren't secure nodes, which again, as you defined earlier, the secure node has about right now $1,000 worth of Zen, so approximately 42 Zen at the moment, even if you have fewer than that amount, then you'd still be able to vote in this upcoming voting system?
Exactly. And so now, number two is we actually pay people to vote, which is, again, getting the economics right, is because with Dash, you have like, I think it's like 9 or 10% of the supply is actually voting.
Yeah.
Because this is what's staked, right, with the masternode system. And that actually bother to vote?
Yeah, you presume that all the masternodes are voting, and I would suggest that is just not so.
Exactly. No, yeah. I completely agree. So I was saying, like, best case scenario. So we're actually, we're changing the economics. So we pay people to vote so we can overcome this voter apathy. And we're doing it in a liquid democracy context where you can delegate your voting authority to someone else that you trust.
Hmm.
So the way that I view this is we're trying to redefine like a 21st century version of what a corporation is. And we could have kind of like an emerging class of people that are like our executives that have just earned it and people trust them. So they give them their voting stake.
Now, this decentralized autonomous organization, this is a term you've used, Zencash has used as something that you guys are coming out with. It's not real yet, is it? What's the status of this?
No. So we have a prototype now. We just took delivery of a prototype, and we're going to be building the prototype into our production level code by the end of the year. So, and we have to be careful with the terminology here as well. Is there's two steps for a DAO, this decentralized autonomous organization. One is how you allocate resources, and two is how you collectively make decisions on, you know, when you do a software upgrade. So we're solving the first problem up front, which is how we're going to allocate resources from the treasury. This is not going to solve the second problem, which would be like a true Skynet or like a true DAO. We're not there yet.
Now, the first attempt at the so-called DAO, Decentralized Autonomous Organization, was on the Ethereum blockchain, which is the second most popular crypto at the moment by market cap, and it was an absolute disaster. There was a flaw in their contract code that allowed somebody to be able to essentially extract millions of dollars worth of Ethereum from the system, and they
Ethereum wasn't worth that much.
Yeah, and they ended up basically abandoning the entire project, and then there was a chain split that happened as a result, where Ethereum split off into two different types of Ethereum because some people said, oh, well, you shouldn't undo the mistake, you should just let people learn their lesson, and other people said, undo the mistake, we were hurting, and so they undid it. And are you guys going to be able to avoid a disaster like that, do you think?
Absolutely. So we're taking a scientific and very measured rollout approach here, so that's why it's taking us a year to actually develop and test this stuff to make sure that, you know, it's very robust. But then even when we unroll it to market, we're going to do this in a phased approach where we're not going to just blindly allocate 100% of the resources to it and just say, you know, cross our fingers and hope it works. So this will be very methodical, you know, very rigorous. And in the worst case scenario, you know, it's always something that we could change, right? So, and the way that we do it as well, we're not parking, you know, $500 million in resources into this thing and hoping no one steals it. Mm. We're doing this thing on an incremental basis. So in the worst case scenario, someone might be able to hijack like one voting ethic, which has like 1 month's worth of budget, which, you know, is still a scenario that we want to rigorously make sure cannot happen. But, you know, reality is it's hard to plan for everything.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's, quite frankly, impossible to plan for everything.
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah. So we have to be realistic about it and just be very cautious and methodical with the way we do it. So,
did I answer your question sufficiently?
I think so, yeah.
Well, there's the third element to our voting system, which is really important, is we're actually using zero-knowledge cryptography in the voting system itself. Hmm. So people are going to have secret ballots. So we exploit the homomorphic function of zero-knowledge cryptography, which means
nothing to me.
Sorry. But I mean, mathematically what it means is it's kind of a function of the input data. So we can add up votes or add up ballots without revealing who voted for what.
Interesting.
But it's still mathematically secure.
Do you guys have more questions for Rob?
I'm good.
I'm kind of wondering what all we're going to use these funds for.
Hold that thought. Rob, one more segment with you if you got time.
Got it.
All right. We got Rob Viglione with us. He is one of the founders of Zencash at zencash.com. We'll continue here in a moment.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever you want in moments. Right now, if you've got a question for Rob Viglione from Zencash, you should call in now, because we've got him for one more segment as we continue the discussion here on what's on the horizon with Zencash. We already addressed the 51% attack, which was nowhere near as bad as a lot of people thought that it was. If you want to hear that discussion, just download the archive later tonight and check out the first segment of the show. I thought it was a really great explanation from Rob. And it's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio here tonight. Of course, I want to invite you over to freetalklive.com, where if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, we want you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, or you can use Bitcoin Core if you want. We've also got credit card and PayPal. You sign up for the AMP program, you become an amplifier, and that's $5 a month that's helping us get on more new radio stations. We've got over 190 radio affiliates as of right now.
It's getting exciting.
And we can have 300. We can have 400. I mean, it is possible, but we have to effectively market the show, and that does take some money. So, for instance, some of the AMP money is being spent on radio industry advertising. We advertise with Talkers Magazine, who named us the number 27 most important talk show in their what they call their Heavy 100. It's our 10th year in the Heavy 100, and so we've been moving up the list year after year. I think we started at number 97.
That's my recollection.
Yeah, way, way back in the day, and now we're number 27. So it's all thanks to listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. Mark, you and I are leaving early Thursday morning to head out to New York City, where we will be in Manhattan at the Talkers Seminar that they have. They've got a convention they put on once a year, and we're old hats at this now. I mean, we've been in the nighttime world here, 7 to 10 Eastern time for the entire lifetime of this show, and
longer than anybody in the business.
Yeah.
What's his name? Michael
Harrison is the publisher there.
I like listening to him. He does the weekly countdown.
Yeah,
he fills in for Doug Steffen on that show.
And I just randomly end up turning on and listening to that by happenstance fairly frequently, because I happen to be sitting around on Saturdays sometimes.
He's a good talk show host. Yep. So that's what we're doing with some of the money, and then you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn how we're spending some of that money. We're going to be upcoming doing some promotionals sort of within the libertarian world to recruit new listeners from that world to the show. But you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll learn about the perks that you get access to, like the special AMP-only chat rooms that we have on our Discord server, the AMP badge that you get if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier for the Free Talk Live forum, and there's also the AMP-only Facebook group and more. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you appreciate the work we do here, it's $5 a month. You get some cool perks, and it helps us a lot. Once again, that's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Rob Viglione with us from his home in South Carolina. He's a voluntarist. Founder of one of the founders of Zencash, and this is one of the more exciting cryptocurrencies out there right now, and also one of the more popular ones with over 11,000 secure nodes, making it the number two most nodes in their system. And Mark, you had a question about money or distribution of it, or I'm not sure what you're going
to say. Yeah, it's just you know, these nodes, when they have to do with the Dash network, and that's what my touchstone is here. I'm familiar with that, and I know that one of the really one of the really great technologies that Dash has pioneered is this sort of handing out of marketing money. And it's allowed them to get far more reach and punch way above their weight class in many ways. And I'm just wondering, is that what you guys are going to do here? What's the plan?
Yeah, so that's it. But we actually want to take it to a whole new level. So if you look at what Dash funds, typically there's a handful of people that always get all the money. And these people have, you know, are typically those that are, you know, associated early on with the project.
Yep.
We want to really democratize this, and we want it to go global. So we don't want, so even our team currently, what we're thinking about doing is porting the team over to a completely different company and bidding on our own contract just like anyone else. Because we want everyone in the world to have the same opportunity as we do, and we don't want to just be like the guys that are incumbents, like in a political system, and you can't get rid of us.
So basically, so, once you turn on this decentralized autonomous organization, you could be fired.
Absolutely. And I hope so. Honestly, like, I would love for a more capable team to step up there. But the thing is, we want to set a really high and professional and efficient bar so that anyone else that goes and unseats us, you know, does it for a really good reason.
And now, isn't there some risk there? I mean, obviously there's some risk, right? Like, this is the old story of when you've created a thing. You've created as an individual, for instance, you create this great organization or idea, and then you hand it over to a board of directors, and they completely ruin it. You know, you look at the Bitcoin Core, for instance, BTC, the old Bitcoin that is, you know, just sort of slogging its way through. They're not really doing anything, you know, that seems too innovative. They haven't increased their block size. Their programmers these days don't sound anything like Satoshi Nakamoto, who, of course, was the anonymous person or persons who founded Bitcoin originally, who sounded very voluntary, very, you know, maybe even anarchist or whatever, very anti-government. And some of these programmers on Bitcoin Core sound like they love the state. Are you worried that Zencash could become sort of debased philosophically in that way?
Yeah, this is always a risk. And it comes down to, is the crowd all that wise all the time? And, you know, this is debatable, but I think that the big risk, though, is we don't want to capture the system. Like, you know, like my big beef is with political systems and how they become captured by, you know, entrenched stakeholders, whether they're, you know, large companies or, you know, dynastic families that you just can't get rid of. And it sucks. So we just don't want that with this. Now, we have safeguards, we think, where, you know, at least the team, the current, you know, community, you know, a lot of the stakeholders we have, we're very much aligned. So we took our time to build a community with, like, very good values from the start, which we hope will prevent this kind of complete reversal. You know, and the reality is, this is one big experiment. We think it's an awesome experiment. We're moving in a really nice direction. But, you know, if the experiment fails, we're not going away. We're going to pick right up and learn what we did wrong and fix it. So we're in this for the long haul.
You always just fork it and then, you know, create another one.
Right.
That's exactly what I mean.
And to some extent, there's a design to the technology, right? So it doesn't matter how big or corrupt the board of directors is. They can't turn, a sports car into a fry grill, right? I mean, like, it's one thing or it's another.
Yeah.
And so the
But it could still be mismanaged by...
Agreed. Yeah. 100%. It could be. Yeah. But the technology is a private currency. And
it's an option to be private, though, right? You have to choose privacy with Zencash. Is it by default public?
No. So, yeah, this is actually a really key point, is we chose to make it, optional privacy and optional transparency, because there's a whole bunch of real-world use cases that need transparency, like our foundation, for instance.
Right.
And so, you know, you have this technology that is it's designed to be potentially private if that's what you want to do.
What's the default, though? Because I don't think that was answered.
No, there is no default. It's either you have to choose transparent or private. Yeah.
Oh, you have to choose.
As far as which address you're sending to, one of those
things? Yeah, so we like this whole idea of human choice.
Right. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is that you know, even if somebody does take this, you know, does take it over, democratize, the voters make a bad choice. The other part of this is the wisdom of crowds, which libertarians really hate this idea because it's tossed around so much. The problem is when people talk about the wisdom of crowds, we often think of things like voting. The book that was written surrounded, and obviously voting has terrible results. Let's take a look at Washington, D.C., and the choices that we had for president this last go-around.
Yep.
Really awful results. And really wise crowds gave us that. But the reality is that the book was written that the wisdom of crowds surrounds people who have a stake. So it's people voting, but people who are voting with their dollars in many cases. And that's so you have two, you know, you have 2 points that says that this will probably work out pretty well for them.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It really comes down to skin in the game. And, you know, in the U.S., for instance, for better, right or wrong, you have to be a property owner initially to vote in an election, which, you know, their definition of property in a particular context may not be, you know, the right approach. Our definition of property where you hope if you have even like a little bit of Zen, you get to vote. I think that's a really important difference.
Do you get one vote for no matter how much Zen you have, or what's the
system look like? No. So, you know, the first approximation here is proportional to your stake, which makes sense because if you invest your life in Zen, right, you probably have a bigger interest in it than someone who puts like $5
into Zen. Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense to me is that the people that are involved in the project, the ones that should have the say. You know, this is one of the arguments out there that, you know, the wino on the street gets the same vote as the Koch brothers.
Well, I got to say, we're short on time here. I'm glad that you guys came on board with Free Talk Live, and I know you just recently sponsored our friends over at the Call to Freedom, two great voluntarists. Pro-liberty talk radio shows out there. So you guys are definitely promoting in the right areas to get, I think, the right groundswell of support, people who agree philosophically. And Rob, I really appreciate you coming on and answering all our tough questions here tonight.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. That's Rob Viglione from ZenCash.com. And the price is down right now because of all this controversy or the 51% attack. So if you've been thinking about jumping in, might not be a bad time to do so. We got more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.